Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Minister of State at the Department of Justice and Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick County, Niall Collins. A very good morning to you. Niall, are you there? Are you hearing me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Ah, very good. Niall, we spent a lot of time hearing from the government on yesterday's programme about why it is that they favour this €1 billion proposed VAT reduction for the hospitality sector. You don't favour it. Why is that?
Well, I think it's very important to point out that we're in a budgetary process. And I, to be fair, the Taoiseach and indeed the Minister for Finance and Public Expenditure, they've been very, very clear that when the summary economic statement was published a couple of days ago, that the tax package will include headroom for about €1.5 billion in tax cuts. And that's also predicated against a zero tariff scenario. And obviously that's changing on a day by day basis. And what has concerned me is, I suppose, a lot of the narrative and a lot of the reporting within the media seem to present that this was somehow a done deal, that two-thirds or that €1 billion of the €1.5 billion had already been agreed and allocated towards a reduction of VAT in the hospitality sector. And as I say, it's all part of a process.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is all part of a process. So let's just talk about the principle before we go on to what may or may not happen. Why do you not favour it in principle?
Well, look, I mean, I've spoken about this previously. I think that we have to have targeted interventions in a number of sectors. I do recognise that the hospitality sector is under pressure, that there are some jobs within the hospitality sector that are under pressure and that we need to support. And the programme for government is very clear in terms of indicating that we recognise that our SMEs, our small and medium enterprises, and in particular our retail and hospitality sectors, have faced increased costs and that we need to try and help them. And what the programme for government says is that we would seek to bring forward measures which would include changes to VAT, PRSI and other measures. So I would like to see more targeted measures. I've previously said, and this isn't a big reveal here and now, I've previously said that an across-the-board VAT reduction isn't targeted. I think anybody will appreciate that. And, you know,
there'll be some businesses who will need it. There will be other businesses that might not need it but would benefit from it. So what is your alternative then? What does a targeted support look like?
Well, we've had a number of targeted supports previously. We had the power-up grant. We had the increased cost of business grant, which was available to businesses to apply for, and was some were administered through our local authorities and some were administered through our Department of Enterprise. But I think it's really the point I want to make, Philip, is because a lot of people are listening, you know, we've a whole pile of different sectors within our economy and right across our communities, including hundreds and thousands of workers who will be looking to the tax package also. When we use the language that we have a tax package available to us of €1.5 billion, that means we have room to give tax cuts. And there are hundreds of thousands of workers out there who are working, getting up and working every single day of the week. They're paying their mortgages, they're rearing their kids, they're, you know, getting on with life and contributing productively to society. You know, we've had tax cuts last year. We've had broadening of the tax bans. We've looked at the USC for lower.
Okay, but Peter Burke said on this, as Peter Burke said on this program yesterday, there has been an awful lot done by this government for employees in the hospitality sector in the course of the last year to improve their terms and conditions, and that has come at quite a steep cost to their employers, to those pubs and those cafes and those restaurants, and that is why they believe it's an evidence-based decision to give them back this 4.5% in VAT. Do you disagree with that analysis?
Well, I listened to Peter Burke yesterday, and what he did, the overriding point that I took from what he said, and he's correct, that there are some jobs in the sector that are vulnerable and that we have to seek to protect them. And again, I think there's some, you know, incorrect commentary around the whole VAT. I've quoted to you what the Programme for Government says in relation to supporting SMEs, retail and the hospitality sector through measures which would require changes to VAT, PRSI and other measures. It doesn't say explicitly that there will be a reduction from 13.5% to 9%. And that's I'm quoting for you exactly what's in the Programme for Government. That would be an enormous cost in one jump. And I think everybody recognises that. And the fact that it was being reported by many across the media yesterday, and as you've acknowledged, spoken by many across the media yesterday, that 1 billion of the 1.5 billion which we have available to us had already somehow been agreed, is just simply not the case. Okay, the Minister for Public Expenditure and Finance, and indeed the Taoiseach, have been very, very clear that we have a process. It will require discussion, agreement, negotiation, and indeed trade-offs. And the Taoiseach has been
okay,
absolutely
so you're
clear
saying
that
it's,
we will.
It's not a done deal. It's not a done deal, is what you're saying. It's just a proposal or an idea. How do you propose, or what is your idea for what would be a better way to spend this 1 billion euro? Niall Collins, are you still there? Sorry, Niall, I lost you at the top. Would you start that answer again? I beg your pardon.
Yes, absolutely. Everybody will have views about how we should allocate the 1.5 billion euro tax package. I'm just simply making the point that at this remove, that we're at the start of the process, where the Taoiseach has made abundantly clear that our priorities within the budget will be to help people who need the most help. Will also be to help, obviously, our younger people in our society and our more vulnerable people in our society, particularly people with disabilities. The Taoiseach is absolutely on record and correct in saying that. So everybody will have a view in relation to it. But as I said to you, being presented yesterday by the presentations by some people yesterday in the media, that 2/3 of the 1.5 billion euros available for tax cuts, given a no tariff scenario, that was somehow had been agreed and allocated, just simply isn't the case. All of the parties will sit down together and we will look at how this will play out over the next number of weeks in advance of the budget. As I said to you, my own view is, learning from the experience previously in relation to VAT reductions, that would be a universal across the board measure. I would favour personally more targeted measures. Previously, there was no evidence that the VAT reduction, which the hospitality sector benefited from, that was passed on to the consumer, which ultimately VAT as a consumer tax, that benefit should have been passed on to the consumer. So there are issues in relation to VAT, which I've articulated in the past. That's my personal view, which of course I'm entitled to. Other people will have a different view in relation to this. And at the end of the day, we will come to an agreement in relation to how we will divide up the 1.5 billion euros.
Okay. The compromise or the revised proposal here now, Niall Collins, is that this measure will be pushed out until July of next year. Would that be an acceptable compromise to you?
Well, look, at the end of the day, I'm part of a party, I'm part of a government, and I'll make my views known. And, we will arrive at a position whereby we will move forward. So all of those decisions will have to be taken by government, taking into consideration the economic backdrop, the situation in relation to tariffs. So we are in a very, very fluid scenario.
So you don't have an answer to that particular idea at the moment. Did you seek approval before from anybody else in the party before coming out and making these criticisms of this proposal?
Well, it's not a criticism, and I have spoken this previously. It's absolutely not a criticism. I mean, I'm just giving my view in relation to one particular aspect. We're not all clones. We're entitled to articulate.
I know, but you're saying that it shouldn't happen. You're saying that there should be targeted measures instead. What is that if not a criticism of government proposal?
No, it's absolutely not a criticism. I think we're all entitled to engage in a discussion and a debate. We're entitled give our views in relation to how we proceed.
And did the Taoiseach know that you were going to say this?
Well, the Taoiseach has heard me say this on many, many occasions in the past. I'm just giving you my view in relation to how I view the issue in relation to VAT. Yeah.
But you see where I'm going with this, Niall Collins. My question really is there a stretch of blue water between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael on the handling of this 1 billion euro?
I don't think so. Look, I mean, the programme for government, we'd be very clear. The government, we sat down and we negotiated.
That line has gone on us again.
What's in our programme for government?
Sorry, Niall, we lost you just after you said that we sat down and negotiated programme for government.
Yeah, we've negotiated our programme for government. And, you know, we have all agreed and acknowledged that the SME and the hospitality and retail sector have experienced increased costs and that there are challenges within that sector. And indeed, there are some jobs within that sector which are vulnerable, and we need to support that. We have supported it in the past, and I see no reason why we shouldn't support the sector. We absolutely should support the sector into the future. It's how we do that. I'm just expressing a personal view in relation to that. I absolutely don't see anything wrong with that. We live in a pretty open democratic society where I don't think one needs to be chastised for giving a view.
Oh, I'm there not chastising you at all. I'm just wondering what view your colleagues in Fine Gael would take of it. But Niall Collins, Minister of State of the Department of Justice, thank you very much for talking to us this morning and airing those views. To get reaction to that, I'm joined by Pat Crotty, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip.
Pat, basically what Niall Collins seems to be saying there is that, yes, there are probably some of your members who are put to the pin of their collars at the moment and could do with this 4.5% reduction on their VAT bill, but there are others who aren't and don't need it.
I think that will possibly always be the case, Philip. Now, there is a distinction, of course, that I represent all the publicans outside of Dublin, and there certainly is a huge disparity between the capacity to do business and possibly make a profit of pubs in Dublin because you can get a better price. But in the most part of Ireland, the price that is got for a drink or a lunch is very low by comparison, and we have the situation at the minute that even quite busy pubs are treading water. They're doing well to break even.
Okay.
And that's because of the changes government has made.
You have to convince listeners, though, that 1 billion euro of income tax cuts for everybody so that they keep ahead of or abreast of the rate of inflation is not a good way to spend this money, and that it should instead go to your industry.
Yeah, well, okay, can I just start with a couple of things the minister said, because I think he was a little understating the issue when he said some jobs are vulnerable. A lot of businesses are vulnerable. We have an awful lot of members whose businesses are hanging on by a thread because they're not able to make a profit. They were viable until the process of moving from minimum wage to living wage changed. And that was the government saying, you must pay out this money, whether you're making a profit or not. So the government decided to make healthy businesses unhealthy. So the reason we're asking for
that's a strange way of framing now. That's a very strange way of framing that, isn't it, Pat Crotty? The government was trying to make sure that the terms and conditions of very often vulnerable and marginalised employees were improved.
But no argument, Philip, absolutely no argument. If we have better paid and happier staff, that's good for everyone. What I'm saying is that government never had a conversation with us before they started the process to say, can you afford this? How quickly can you afford it? How can we work together to achieve this? We never had that conversation. We had four budgets, which means in 37 months, the rate of pay for minimum wage people went up by 33%. And that had a domino effect through all the other wages and salaries in every business as well. And the net position is that where the payroll cost in a pub that does food used to be about 32% of net turnover. It's now 42%. It's gone up by 10%. And those pubs were not making a 10% net profit, which means they're now making a loss. And they're doing it because they had no choice in the matter other than to do what the government mandated. So now the government certainly have their fingerprints on this issue. And it's not, you're not talking about losing jobs. We've already had job losses in the sector. We have pubs that are only opening less hours, not opening Monday, Tuesday, maybe even Wednesday, not opening till tea time, because they just can't, it's the wages is breaking the model. So there's a service industry that's not providing a service, only at certain hours, and that can't even provide a good service because you can't afford to have enough people on the premises to do it.
Is pinning all of this on VAT not ignoring all of the very many other factors that have made pubs less popular, everything from drink driving regulations to people's greater health awareness? You know, to say that a 4.5% VAT decrease is going to solve all of your problems is probably overstating it as well.
No, well, sorry, Philip, I never said that, because in effect, half of the members that I represent sell food. So for half of them, if this happens, it will be a huge assist to them. The other half have all been hit with the same costs and impositions from government as well. Okay. And there's nothing in this for them, because if you don't sell food, it doesn't matter what the food VAT is. And the VAT on drink is still going to be 23%. So in other words, we would be making the case that government needs to do more. And we would ask them to say that the big question here is, does the government actually have an interest in there being a place in every community that is the social and community and cultural and tourism hub? Because that's what they are in most rural parishes and villages, and they're disappearing. In the 20 years since 2005, we are losing on average around 110 a year. In the last 5 years, we're losing almost 130 a year. They are disappearing, and there will come a point where there will be none. And in France now, they are actually giving grants of up to €80,000 to the mayors of local villages where there's no pub, to say, get the pubs back open, get somewhere open, because they see the social harm, the community harm, the mental health harm, where people have no community interaction. We're going down that road, and we will get there. And okay, Government needs to make a decision.
And Niall Collins' remedy for this was, there are much more targeted business reliefs and grants for businesses that are in extremis, rather than throwing €1 billion right around the country.
Yeah, well, Philip, that one has actually gained traction over 2 days, the billion. In all our discussions with the two ministers in finance and public expenditure last year, the figure for food was 545 million. That was the Department of Finance's own figure. So the billion that they're now talking about is obviously including other things. Or there was never an intention that the accommodation would be included in a reduced VAT rate. I mean, an awful lot of places have very high accommodation rates. They don't need an assist. It's the food business particularly, and the small pub businesses that are dying.
Let's have an argument about how much it is or it isn't on another occasion.
Well, there's a hell of a difference between 500 million and a billion. A hell of a difference. You'd help a lot of people with the balance.
We're still talking a lot of money, whether it's a half a billion or a billion. Niall Collins' point was, though, that rather than spreading that money across the entire hospitality sector, you can target those businesses that are facing difficulties with specific supports.
Yeah, I would accept that. I mean, no issue, if it can be done. But this is a way of raising all boats. And invariably in Ireland, that's how we end up doing our business. I mean, you can go all the way back to children's allowance or any other things. We have universal answers to lots of problems. If they would come up with a targeted measures and have them by the budget time, I'll give every day between now and then to assist with that and give any advice to it. But the net position is, if there is not assistance of some sort, because the government has mandated that money you don't have is gone, and they have to give an assist, or else they're saying, we're happy that all these places close.
Well, you at least have opened the door on negotiations, perhaps, for an alternative form of support. Pat Crotty, Chief Executive of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much. We'll be talking about that listeriosis outbreak after these.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.